you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. For those of you that were tuned in yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you know what's in store for you. More blessings to come forth, as I'm going to continue right where we left off yesterday with the live coverage of our 20th anniversary celebration as recorded on Thursday night, April 7th at Lincoln Square Mall. Now, the recording, as mentioned yesterday, was on Daryl Melling's video recorder, so the sound quality is a little marginal, but in light of the historic event and wanting you all to participate in all the wonderful things that God did and is doing with this radio ministry, I ask that you just kind of bear with the sound quality, because there's many messages that I think will encourage you. But you'll hear a little bit of an echo sound, and you kind of have to be engaged, as some of it might be hard to understand. But if you listen intentionally and focused, I know there'll be a message in store for you. Now, we left off yesterday with the singing men just closing out with Near to the Heart of God. And so we're going to pick up right there, and our first singing men director, Dr. Barrington Coleman, will be introduced. And you'll hear me share a little background about the singing men. And then Dr. Coleman takes over, leading the singing men in More Than Enough. And this song can sometimes go 3, 5, 7 minutes. Well, you're going to hear about a 12-minute version as Dr. Coleman just being led of the Lord, helping us all enter into a time of worship. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you're more than enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. By your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me, and you supply all my needs. You are more than enough. You are more than enough. You are more than enough for me.
And all of God's people said,
amen.
The singing men of GMM started about almost 18 years ago. It was just an idea that came into my mind. I firmly believe the Lord put it on my heart and mind as I was reading scripture, specifically Psalm 40 verse 5, which says, many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us, no one could recount to you. Were I to sing and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare. And I just knew God wanted me to gather men from different backgrounds, life experiences, to come together and sing and declare his wonders. And so that happened about 18 years ago. And I was praying, well, Lord, I have the idea. I have no singing background or ability. These guys will still say I don't have any ability, but nonetheless, I said, Lord, could you raise up somebody that could direct and lead these men? And we are privileged tonight. Dr. Barrington Coleman is joining us here. So first director, we've only had two directors, Barrington Coleman and Stephen. And so we're going to lead out with this song. And so Dr. Barrington Coleman, welcome back. Once a singing man, always a singing man.
To Mark, to Steve, to these wonderful God-given gifts to our community, and to all of you, it is a delight, a blessing to share in this most special occasion. I had a chance to talk to the men just before starting up on today and told them, wow, time flies when you're having fun and praising the Lord. They look the same. I've grown a little bit older. And when Mark greeted me, as he mentioned, all those years ago, he was so humble and eager, and he came up to me, and just as he said, you know, I've got this wonderful vision to start this great group. And I'm thinking, oh, fantastic. I'm meeting a fantastic singer. I was knit to the community with a family. He says, I got one big problem. I said, what's that? He says, I can't sing. So I thought, well, what do I do now? He says, well, I pray, and I'm not alone. We've got some prayer warriors. So we began to meet, and we began to sing hymns of faith, and we grew and grew, not only in stature and in our knowledge of music ministry, but we grew in the Lord. And I thank all of you, and particularly to the singing men, for growing me up in the Lord, not just me, but me and our entire family. It was a wonderful way to find our roots here in Champaign. So tonight I share a song that was brought to me during the time when we used to work together, inspired through the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, a wonderful, wonderful group. and Simple Family. And the title of the song is simply More Than Enough. I think we all know, because of Christ, because of His blood, because of His death, but most importantly, because of His resurrection and His living inside of all of us, we know as a family of believers that that is all. He is all. More than enough.
Bye.
You're listening to a live recording of our 20th anniversary celebration that happened on April 7th at Lincoln Square Mall. My friend Daryl Melling had his video recorder going and captured the whole evening on video. And so I've taken that audio and we're going to probably play the whole event in its entirety all week long. Yesterday you heard four of the songs of the Singing Men and some introductory remarks. Tomorrow you'll probably hear from the theater troupe and some of Dr. Erwin Lutzer and other remarks by Phil Shepard. He's the National Operations Manager for the Moody Broadcasting Network. And the song More Than Enough with the soloist Dr. Barrington Coleman, our first Singing Men director, leading us in this time of worship.
And we'll talk more about that as we go along here. But
The singing men of GNN, 18 years now. The ministry, the rich ministry to people throughout the region. I know as far north as possibly Pacific Garden Mission, Naperville. They've sung all over. But this is a community outreach, as has been said already, to reach people of all walks of life. Another group that's really recently started up as a ministry of this organization, this ministry to the region, is a theater group, Great News Radio Theater Group. And they are trying to reach into the hearts of people through drama and to show people that drama can be a way to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ. So this is really just something that's unfolding right now.
Well, I'm going to have to save the theater troupe for tomorrow. In case you just tuned in, you're hearing live coverage of our 20th anniversary celebration birthday party that happened on April 7th at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. What you're hearing was captured on a video recorder, and so I've transferred the audio into my system so you can enjoy the program, and we'll continue tomorrow with the theater troupe and maybe a part of Dr. Erwin Lutzer's message. We'll see how it all goes. But what a blessed occasion where 1,000 of us met and celebrated all that God has done and is doing through this radio ministry. And so this is being sent out in the mail and a few emails today and tomorrow. But these are things you should know and schedule for as I close out this program, this Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. This Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 4 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, come join other Great News Radio listeners at the Brownfield Sports Store as we'll host a meet and greet, receive and record. You can pick up some free Great News Radio tote bags, God Listens yard signs, coupons, and other items while enjoying some great desserts and fellowship. And those desserts are being provided by Ken and Jan Roderick. They did all the cakes and cupcakes and brownies and all sorts of fixins at our event. Well, she heard my announcement yesterday and said, hey, we'll supply some fixins for this Saturday. So hopefully you can join us between noon and 4 p.m. at the Lincoln Square Mall, the Brownfield Sports Store. And I'll also bring along some recording equipment so some of you can participate in radio announcements. Then on Sunday, May 22nd, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., we're taking a motor coach up to the Moody Church in Chicago to hear Dr. Lutzer present his last message as the senior pastor. There's a $40 cost, and that'll include the deluxe motor coach transportation, lunch, snacks, and weather permitting, a nice hour-long walk along North Pier, also known as Navy Pier. Also mark your calendars for Saturday, June 11th, as Ivan Parker is coming to town, and he'll be joined by the singing men of GNN. There's reserved artist circle seating and a meet and greet with Ivan. The cost is $25. Or open general seating for $10 when you pre-register. So stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, or call our office at 217-367-7777. Tickets are $15 at the door, but if you pre-register by calling in or online, general seating is $10, and the artist circle reserve seating is $25, and that includes a meet and greet with Ivan Parker. Also note there's a $1 credit card online fee if you utilize PayPal, credit card, or our online service to purchase the tickets. So now you're in the know. Join us tomorrow and hear some more of this live coverage of our 20th anniversary celebration as this whole month of April we're celebrating our 20th birthday. So it's a birthday month as we see God taking us into our 21st year of ministry outreach. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Your support, your prayers, your involvement is so encouraging and is being used of God for an eternal impact. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.